our regular meeting of the Dorchester County Parks Commission for August the 1st. If you'll please all rise and join me in the pledge. Where do you want me to stand, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, Ray. Roll call, please.
Chair Schauer.
Here.
Vice Chair Ashland.
Here.
Commissioner Diaz.
Here.
Commissioner Hanson. Commissioner Warren.
Here.
Commissioner Jones.
Here.
Commissioner Gabbard. We have quorum, Chair.
Thank you. All right, moving on. At this time, we have an opportunity for the public to address our commission on any subject matter within our jurisdiction. Again, if it's not on our agenda tonight, we cannot take action on it. We'll probably hear from you when that agenda item comes up. Are there any requests to speak?
Yes, we have one request from Matt Page.
Come on up, Matt.
Thank you. Hello. My name is Matt Page, and I live here in Murrah. I'm here today to bring attention to the fact that the OC Park system does not maintain a single disc golf course across its 60,000 acres of parkland. I feel that this is a missed opportunity that we must address ASAP. Compared to our neighboring park systems, most of them maintain at least one and often multiple disc golf courses. Disc golf is a wonderful activity that can be played in groups with friends and family, or a well-designed course can present a challenge to a single player. It is enjoyed by people of all ages, genders, and abilities. The sport of disc golf respects and showcases the natural landscape of the surrounding area, which is in line with the core tenets of the OC Park system. Disc golf is fun, and the course itself provides a reason to be outside to enjoy what OC Parks has worked so hard to provide. It provides a much sought after third space for the surrounding community. A disc golf course is one of the cheapest amenities you could add to any of your properties. In fact, the cost of the entire disc golf course could be recouped in a single tournament. Disc golf supports a community that is focused on helping each other, being outside, and living a healthy lifestyle. It is growing at a rapid pace and supports a thriving industry. I stand before you today to ask that we reconsider maintaining a full-size disc golf course in one of the many properties overseen by OC Parks. I say reconsider because, as I understand, there used to be a disc golf course at Mason Regional Park. Information about this course is hard to find, and the reason for removal is unclear to the community. If anyone on this panel knows more about the reason for removal, I would appreciate some clarification and ask that we try to re-implement this course in a way that does not interfere with the prior decision. I have already been discussing this opportunity with the Irvine Community Services Commission. They have been a great ally in this cause. However, our discussions routinely end up with the realization that the OC Park system is the best avenue for implementation. I humbly ask that you work with me and, if applicable, the Irvine Community Services Commission to give Orange County the disc golf facility that it deserves. I suggest Mason Regional Park, Irvine Regional Park, or even Laguna Niguel Regional Park to be the spot of such an amenity. Thank you.
Just a comment. I think that would be a good idea for you also to make the presentation that you just gave us to the Board of Supervisors, especially the one that represents your district that you live in. We will take to heart what you said, and we'll have our staff work with us, and we'll see what we can do. How's that?
Thank you. I do appreciate that. I would like to ask if anyone is familiar with the course that was removed.
We actually can't. I'm sorry, but we actually can't have a discussion with you regarding this because it's not on the agenda. But what we can do is we can take down your information and staff can call you after this.
Fair enough. I appreciate that.
What we try to do is get as much information for the board members as we can.
Okay. So the.
I'm sorry. I don't want to. But we can't violate the Brown Act. But Ev back there is going to wave to you. He's going to get your contact information, and he can talk to you probably next week. How about that?
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Anybody else?
We've received no other comments.
Okay, is there anyone else in the audience that would like to address the commission at this time? Is there any thing from the board? And have we received any correspondence?
We have not.
Okay, we'll close public hearing, move on to our consent calendar. We can approve item A by itself. Is there any adjustment to the minutes? Is there a motion?
Sure.
Okay, is there a second? Okay, we have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay. Anybody abstain?
Can you continue the first one, the item 4A? Would you mind continuing that to the October meeting?
I just did. I'm just kidding. By the way, we will be asking for a motion to continue item A of 4A until our next meeting. Is there a motion?
We need to do it because the Irvine Museum isn't available tonight, but they will be available in October.
The presenters could not make it tonight.
I'll make the motion.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Make a second.
Thank you. So we have a first from and a second. Got it. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Anybody object? Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We're now at item 4. This is a discussion calendar OC Park Trail Subcommittee meeting update.
Thank you very much. We'll have Janine Cassiello go ahead and present this item.
Thank you, Pam. Good evening. For the Trail Subcommittee update, I introduce our new Trails and Mapping Administrator, Antonio Valdez. Thank you very much. Antonio's role with OC Parks is to support the natural trails, natural surface trails throughout our parks. Following the introduction that I did for Antonio, I provided a brief overview of the Trail Subcommittee guidelines. And next, we congratulated Mr. Ball and Member Martin on the renewal of their second term. And thank you very much for the action to approve their members. Lastly, members were provided an overview of Gypsum Canyon Wilderness with emphasis on trail naming. These members' recommendations were well-balanced and all trail names were selected thoughtfully and unanimously. We appreciated the time and the discussion they put forth during the selection process. And tonight, for your consideration, we will review trail naming selection for your final approval, and that will come right after this. This concludes my update, and if you have any questions, please let me know.
Okay, we are now moving on to that's a receive and follow item, so we don't have to do that, right?
We
have to.
We do. We like it.
Well, sometimes they demand that. So, all right, Gypsum Canyon Wilderness overview approval of trail name.
No, would you mind doing it? I'm sorry. Would you mind making a motion to receive and file? I know. Thank you.
Is there a motion to receive and file? Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Anybody abstain?
Thank you.
Okay, Pam.
I just want to keep you guys busy.
Okay, we're now on B.
Relevancy is vitally important.
Right.
This is a long term. It should be Clay Canyon Wilderness overview and approval of trail names presentation, but it is gypsum. Even though there's no gypsum there, but go ahead.
Thank you very much, Chair Sauber. Again, Janine Cassiello is going to be starting this presentation.
Tonight we are going to review the trail naming. We're going to provide an overview along with the trail names that were selected by the Trail Subcommittee. And we have Justin Sikora, our operations manager, that will be providing the overview. And then I will move on and we'll go through the trail naming selection.
It's also in your packet.
I know, it's true. Women's chair doesn't roll.
All right, good evening, Commissioners. My name is Justin Sakhar. I'm the operations manager of the Irvine Ranch Cooking Space, and Gypsum Canyon Wilderness is one of the facilities that I manage. And so there's a lovely photo of poppies right here. We're going to move along, though. The presentation this evening is going to go over a brief background on Gypsum Canyon Wilderness. We're going to talk about some of the planning improvements that went into opening the facility. We're going to discuss the trail network, public access, and then Janine's going to take over and talk about the trail naming, the individual trail names, the overlook, and the recommended action this evening. So to give you an idea, so to orient you, this is the 241 right here, and this is the eastbound 91, so we're right in that corner right here. This is the Gypsum Canyon Wilderness right here. It's approximately 500 acres and features 6 miles of new trails. It formed about 20 million years ago or so. It was actually a delta forming around that area and has really dramatic geology right there. There's many species that live here today, at fast forward in the future, including special status of wildlife, flora and fauna that will be discussed later in the trail names that you're going to see later on. It is part of the Orange County Parks Foundation easement and is bordered by another easement with the Nature Conservancy right down here. That's part of Gypsum Canyon Nature Preserve, also part of the open space. But we also have some other borders here. We have the veterans and the other and the public cemetery right here that's going to be formed very shortly in the next few years. And then we also border slightly with California State Parks as well. So this is part of the 2014 donation that we received from the Irvine Company. And of course, we couldn't just open up the gates and let everyone in right away. There still needed to be a lot of development that needed to happen in that time. And of course, we wanted to do it properly and responsibly. So it took a few years to develop the interim recreation and resource management plan. And then we started to do the physical improvements starting in 2020. That started with the staging area, which I'm going to show you some photographs here in a little bit. And then we also did our baseline biological monitoring. Why is that important? Because we wanted to understand what was it like before we opened this to the public. What was the baseline of all the animals and reptiles and all the things that were living, birds and everything, that were living in that area, now, as well as the fauna as well, and the flora and fauna, rather. So also what were the plants and life at that time. We also augmented some of that plant material with container plants, and I'll show you some photographs of that as well, and improving the staging area. We also have a lot of concrete that we put in, as well as, of course, the trails, the thing that we're all here for this evening. And the final trails were formalized in this period, and then we build it up. So what do these full improvements look like? Well, the first one up in the upper right-hand corner here, this is the staging area right here. So a lot of improvements right there. One of the biggest ones was this ADA parking pad right here. Maybe the biggest concrete pour in parks history from internal park staff, Andrew Spavian, Campuzano, our main supervisor, really doing a great job supervising the crew right there. Also installed kiosks at one of the overlooks right there on top. And of course, we had wayfinding signage. We want to make sure people get to where they need to go. A lot of our natural passing here happened. We have our resource specialist, Greg Crouch, right here with some of our awesome volunteers doing some cactus planting. We also have this berm that's right on the side of the staging area, which if you go there today, I would encourage you to. You can go next Saturday, not this coming one, August 10th. That's our next Wilderness Access Day. And you can see how much that's really grown and developed. It looks really, really beautiful. We also have some oak trees. So underneath these oak cones are some saplings that are growing and are a little bit bigger than this when we spoke on this paper as well. For our trail network, well, this was carefully designed. So it was done with a lot of expertise that we have in-house in MC Parks. We have our planning design division, our GIS, natural resources, and even our archaeology and paleontology team. So we took a holistic look at all of the resources that are in that area to ensure that we're protecting all types of resources within the new trail network right here in blue. But I won't steal Jean's thunder when she goes and tells me a little bit more about those trails. So for the trail network, this was done in conjunction with park staff, as well as some contracted work, as well as the Irvine Ranch Conservancy, who assisted with building these new trails. So you can see here's the descent on Trail 1. It's going this way off of Oven Canyon. And we have Trail 4, which connects from Trail 3 and Trail 5. So the trail network itself, It is 6 miles of trails, at least 5 trails. We did inherit 2, so roads, so Loving Canyon Road here and Gypsum Canyon Road here, which were already named and part of our policy here. We kept those names, so those are not under consideration tonight, but the 5 new trails will be, as well as the overlay. This hosts an abundance of wildlife in this area, so it's a really important area for migratory species, for all the permanent animals that call it home, as well as the wonderful flora that we have in the area, as well as the beautiful views you get from the overlook. Really absolutely amazing views of the mountains and into just the nature preserve as well. And this finally opened to the public in the end of 2023, and that's where we solicited advice for the names. The official opening was on November 14th. You can see the ribbon cutting right up here. And to 2023. And that's when we initially had guided and some self-guided programs through the end of the year, including mountain bike programs, hiking. We've had equestrians out. And of course, we have our Wilderness Access Days. I mentioned that's August 10th. It's the next one. It's always the second Saturday of the month. So you can always come out to Gypsum the second Saturday of the month. Okay, well, with that, I'm going to pass it on to Janine, who's going to talk about the trail leading process.
Thank you, Jason. That was a great overview. Okay, so now we're going to move on to the trail names. How do we name a trail? So right here, we ask the public a question. Can you suggest any trail names or trail naming themes for Gypsum Canyon Wilderness? And by doing that, we go through 3 steps, gathering the public surveys, refining feedback, and organizing feedback by individual trails. So for the first step of the gathering public surveys, the public surveys were conducted the first 5 months of the park opening from November 2023 through March 2024, where park visitors had the option of completing surveys and suggesting trail names and providing feedback. They collected the feedback by greeting the visitors as they entered, and also there's a QR code they could go online. So there were 2 options for that. The second step was to refine the feedback. So to refine the feedback, the staff reviewed the submissions for consistency with county policy, avoiding redundancy with other OC Parks trail names. And then the feedback was further refined on the strongest survey results and the recognition of special park features. The third step was to organize the feedback by individual trails. And this was done by the staff organized the public's top name choices with each trail's characteristics, focusing on the plants, the views, the features that might be found along each specific trail. With that, we will go on to the trail.
And we should just mention, and I apologize, is that the trail subcommittee went through all of these. They had 3 choices, and they chose their top choice. So what you're seeing here is what they are recommending for the Parks Commission to approve. Sorry.
Yes, and Pam is absolutely correct. I rushed through that, and I apologize. They really spent a lot of time going through. They really thought out each of the items, the names that were suggested, how they could apply those that would best fit each specific trail's attributes and views, and It was really a thoughtful conversation that went on. So trail 1 is the Miner's Trail. And you'll see that trail right here is located in red. And this is a plentiful miner's lettuce that is found along the trail. It's an edible herb that has small and white pink flowers, which you can see right up there in the photo. And it's a source of vitamin C for the Gold Rush era miners. And the name also references the historic mining that occurred in Gypsum Canyon. Trail 2, the Caros Trail, which you can see right here in blue. This one's a really long trail. And this one is the Caros is a geological formation of sandstone with fossils that creates outcrops viewed throughout Gypsum Canyon. And you can see those in the photos right through here and right through here. Oops, sorry, I got your head. And it's absolutely stunning out there. The Caro is also Spanish for cowboy and references the historic ranching that was in the area. Trail 3 is Cooper's Hawk, and we all know this is a Cooper's Hawk right here, and this is the trail right here in kind of a light blue. The Cooper's Hawk, these are raptors that are frequently sighted in the areas and especially adapted to hunting in woodlands. Cooper's Hawks use their rounded wings and long trails to maneuver through tight spaces at high speed in pursuit of other birds. Trail 4, Prickly Pear Trail. prickly pear cactus is found throughout the wilderness area and was a very popular survey response. This species generally has pink to red flowers, which is shown right here. Sorry, Pam, going around you. That's okay. And also, that's the trellis right here in yellow. So the species generally has pink to red flowers and makes a G rather than the yellow flowers that we see around, probably more locally, and they're seen in the coastal prickly pear. And the prickly pear patches provide habitat for sensitive bird species. So trail 5, which is Cactus Wren Trail, and here's a cactus wren right here, and it runs this trail right up to the top to the overlook we'll get to in a moment. The coastal cactus wren is found only in Southern California and makes its nest in the prickly pear Cholla cactus. And the species, the special status species, is present in Gypsum Canyon and is identified in the NCCP HCP. And lastly, we have Overlook. I have been up to this overlook, it is absolutely beautiful. Apex Overlook. You'll see it's right here at the top. And the apex is situated at the highest elevation in the trail system, and apex means highest point or peak. The name also references the area's apex predators, mountain lions, gray foxes, bobcats, and coyotes, whose tracks are often found in Gypsum Canyon. And you can see some mountain lion tracks right here. So with that, the recommended action is to approve the names for the 5 trails and 1 overlook at Gypsum Canyon Wilderness as recommended by the Orange County Parks Trails Subcommittee.
I'll move.
Before we do that, let's go back to A. That's a receive and file. I don't think we did that, did we?
We did.
We did?
Mm-hmm.
I thought we received and filed the minutes.
The subcommittee meeting update?
I don't think we just went right from
there. Yes, I have that.
We worked for one report.
Yeah, I think it was Spurn.
Yeah, Vice Chair Ashland made the motion. Commissioner Jones had a second, and we had a unanimous vote to receive and file.
Second.
Yeah. It just went fast.
Haley, did you participate in that naming?
No, I don't think I was present. No.
But you were there.
Yeah, that's why I was going to give her a chance to make comments, so I will. Okay, we had a great meeting, and the method to our madness was quite simple. It was unanimously suggested that we come up with a variety of back terms for why we picked the names. As an example, we tried to mix the geology of the land with a plant species with an animal species so that there was a symbiosis between the three. As you can see, it came out really well. So that we're not just calling everything by a bird or we're calling it all by geology. Then we picked which of the three were the predominant aspect of each of those trails, and that's how we came across the name. So I just want to give you a little background, because I was very impressed with the subcommittee's work on that, and I think it's something that we've done fairly. Appreciated the input from not only the staff, but also from the community, but I think we really hit the nail on the head on. So there we have a motion to
approve,
and we have a second from
haven't had that yet.
I'll second.
John, don't okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Anybody abstain? That passes 5-0. Good. All right, moving on.
Can I ask a question about that process?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Were each of these trails suggestions, each of these names suggestions from the public?
Correct.
Thank you.
Good question.
I would know if I had a meeting.
So you can't blame the subcommittee.
Exactly. I can't blame the staff for that, Tom.
Okay. We're now at the report from the OC Parks Director.
Okay. Thank you very much, Chair Schauber. And I do appreciate you speaking on behalf of the Trail Subcommittee. And I concur with you. It was very thoughtful. And it did take quite a lot of time going through each of the areas and making sure that everybody had consensus of being able to choose those, so thank you for approving it. And I'm sure Chair Schauber will be happy to announce that at the next trail subcommittee meeting.
We'll tell him, good job.
We will tell him that. Okay, so for the for updates, just wanted to give you a couple things. So at the last meeting, we had talked about Miles Square expansion phase two. We thought we were going to be closing phase one to work on phase two this week. We ended up actually pushing that. There's still some paperwork that needs to happen. We do not have a start date yet, so as soon as we have that, we'll share that with you. But we think it'll be probably in about a month. So we don't want to close that area until we actually start construction, because we want people to be able to enjoy it as long as possible. And then the well, which is also, it's a separate part of the project, but it is all in conjunction with the extra area of the 93 acres, that is going to be starting probably at the end of this month. So a lot of exciting things happening at Miles Square Regional Park. If you haven't seen it, go see it now before we close it. It's pretty large. Also wanted to let you know, down at Capo Beach, 20,000 cubic yards of clean sand, not dirty sand, but clean sand, is actually being dumped there right now. We've already started it, and we'll continue until we get all of 20,000 cubic yards of it, and this is really good for Capo Beach so that we can continue to have a beach down there. This is part of our...
How long do we expect that sand to...
Until Mother Nature takes it.
Okay, so that means until Thursday.
I don't think so. I think it will be here longer than that.
Okay.
Unfortunately, though, Mother Nature does what Mother Nature wants to do. Mm-hmm. And so we might have a, you know, she might take it early, but it should last for a while.
Okay.
But we are continuing to replenish, and then we are also working on their putting in the natural, what are we calling it? The...
Nature-based shoreline.
Thank you. Nature-based shoreline. So that is something that we have received some grants for it, and we're continuing to work on that. So we're working on planning of that, which hopefully will actually help us be able to keep the sand in the future as well.
I cruised from Santa Ana River down almost to San Onofre.
Wow.
In a 25-foot boat the other day, to look and see how much of the beach is gone. It's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, and Mother Nature comes in and takes it at her will.
Yes.
I'd be curious how much money we're spending on this. And I'm not saying money is it should be a factor. I'm just curious how much it costs us to fight Mother Nature.
She's expensive. That's for sure. So the project that we were just talking about is about a $20 million project, which is why we've been doing grants.
Okay.
And at this point, we've received about $10 million in grants.
Okay.
So we're continuing to look for grants, because that's a lot of money. But again, it's worth it. The sand that we are putting on there is actually free. We're getting it from Santa Ana River. The transportation is what we're paying for.
Okay.
So we are doing whatever we
can. Always the transport. That's always
the big cost
of moving dirt.
It is. It's very expensive, but it's less expensive than if we had to purchase the sand and transport it. So we are definitely looking for creative ways to be able to continue to fight Mother Nature.
Okay. Thank you.
Is that budget for the living shoreline as well, or just for the sand replenishment?
So that's just for the living shoreline. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to bat and defend Mother Nature for what you just said. It's not the fault of Mother Nature. And the year was 1970. I'm sitting in my geology class, and the professor said, by the 2000s, there will be very little sand left in California on the beaches. And the reason for it is because of all the dams we built, which prohibits the sand from coming down with the erosion and then also transport. The thought at that time was to shovel it over to the dam and get it to move down. And of course, we haven't been very good at that. So it was man and not Mother Nature's fault. Just so you know.
I agree with that. I agree with that. But I want you to know that we're taking dams out now.
We got to take them out fast enough. Okay, moving along.
Where
we now,
exactly in Cabo is this? Do you know the, is it?
Where is the
stretch, like where the sand replenishment
is? So the sand replenishment is, so there's Doheny State Beach. Mm-hmm. It's just right at that line.
Right south.
On the Cabo Beach side.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Is that it, Pam?
I'm going to keep going. Is it okay?
You have all night, so go ahead.
I know we have all night, so I'm going to keep you guys here until 10 o'clock. I see only smiles out there, so that's good. Just want to let you know also that at Laguna Niguel Regional Park, we have been working with Malnico Water District. They have their Forest Main project, which has begun. So this is a long process, but it's going to be good for those that have the water down there.
For Irvine, right?
No, it is not. It's for Laguna Niguel Regional Park, which is for Malt Niguel Water District.
But they also have some influence on Irvine Lake, don't they, Tim?
They do not.
No.
They do not, no.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then for fun stuff, because we always like fun stuff. Tonight we are missing Ozzy Motley at Irvine Regional Park, and I apologize. It's a great band. Tomorrow night we have Frozen 2 at Irvine Regional Park. And we don't say let it go because this is this continuation and it's something else and it's fantastic and good singing. Saturday, we have our Citrus Festival at Key Ranch Park, which is in the city of Placentia. And then we have the Chicano Art Exhibit, which is a touring exhibition of Chicano art on loan from the Cheech Marin Center for Chicano Art and Culture. And we're going to have a ribbon cutting on August 7th at 5 p.m., you all were invited, so if you want to go, you have to RSVP. It's a very exclusive event. But it will be on display starting next week and go through December 2024. So if you're not able to make that, it's okay. You'll still have a chance to see it, and it's pretty neat. So those are the big things that I just wanted to highlight. And we're continuing our concert series and our movie series throughout the summer. Thank you.
Okay, that's good that you mentioned that because Mr. Warren, who is a part-time chairman of the Parks Commission of the City of Stanton, is going to next year make sure that Stanton Central Park has some major event in coordination with you folks. How's that sound?
Sounds good to me.
Anyway, I'm assigning you that job, John. Okay. Okay, commissioners' reports. Okay, at this time, anything else from the staff? Okay, everybody have a good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Any ever, you guys.
He wants to go see Eric.